910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major settlement announced for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and its owners in lawsuits over the opioid crisis. New York's attorney general says the Sackler family has agreed to pay up to $7.4 billion in a new settlement, more than a billion more than a previous settlement rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. Here's ABC's Aaron Kutursky.
The U.S. Supreme Court said the Sackler families couldn't automatically be shielded from litigation from those who didn't buy into the settlement under the terms of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy. The company was filing for bankruptcy, not those individuals. So that provision is gone.
Following President Trump's immigration executive order declaring a national emergency, the first wave of military troops are heading to the southern border. The Pentagon says it's deployed 1,500 to help assist federal and state law enforcement. Bitter cold keeping its grip in the south, with more than a half a foot of snowfall recorded in Pensacola, Florida. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new study by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources found that chronic wasting disease could begin impacting the overall deer population. According to the study, areas where chronic wasting disease has a prevalence rate of greater than 29% in female deer will start to see a decline in population. The study tracked over 1,200 deer to analyze survival probability for infected and uninfected animals. DNR officials have turned to baiting and feeding bans across western Wisconsin in an effort to halt the spread of the disease. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state's sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or that children will be able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. A cable man accused of assaulting a law enforcement officer during an OWI investigation has entered not guilty pleas in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 19-year-old Alexander Wright was charged with felony battery to a law enforcement officer and two counts of felony bail jumping. Wright was the passenger in the vehicle pulled over on December 1st and allegedly became combative as an officer conducted a field sobriety test of the driver. He's facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted on the battery charge. A Duluth paper plant has received nearly $2.4 million in state funding to help clean up contaminants at the facility. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced the grant funding earlier this week, which is meant to offset the cost of contaminant cleanup by up to 75%. Officials from the Sofidel paper say they're planning a huge expansion to double the size of the facility, but needed to clean those contaminants first. The $200 million expansion would include new warehouses and a converting facility. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat. With 41 games left on the schedule, Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break, Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Sun is out here in downtown Madison, a block away from the Capitol Square on State Street. Mr. Zommers, the snow has largely moved out of Wisconsin. Some slickery roads, though, this morning as people commuted. But now they're saying temperature is kind of seasonal, maybe even a little above normal the next few days. So not bad at all.
Not bad at all. I mean, the sun may be out. I still do not recommend having your guns out, but at least you won't get frostbite in 2 minutes today.
And don't frostbite your guns. You understand? You don't want that. Well, it was an interesting night last night, joined by Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, Dan Schaefer, our political editor, our Northwest Bureau Chief for CBS Media News, James Kelly.
Civic Media News.
What did I say?
You said CBS Media News.
Did I really? Wouldn't that be fantastic? We combine the two.
We promote it.
Right, yeah, exactly. But thank you for that. And then our Northeast Civic Media News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale. And, of course, you and Luke Mathers and Chris Casper and a cadre of thousands brought you last night's Governor Evers' State of the State address, his seventh one since taking the governorship, and then the Republican response by Robin Voss. We're going to get into that, break it down a little bit for you, and try to find out, are there some opportunities here for working together, for getting stuff done to clean it up for radio? Because I think that's what most Wisconsinites want from our local and our state elected officials, just get something done. Help the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to go through that. A couple of poignant moments. We're going to play you the clips from Governor Evers last night. Also, what's worse in our number two subject, peanut butter. Heard Jane Matinere, our great colleague and friend, and Greg Bach on Matinere on Air, which comes on 10 until noon every day right before us. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. The promotion there for the bit. They had a couple of feelings on it. We'll compare their feelings to ours and yours in hour number two. What's worse, peanut butter, the subject today for calling in. Let us know what you think of that. Also, want to get to today, haven't had a chance to play it, the Capitol Police Chief, U.S. Capitol Police Chief, sat down with CBS's Nora O'Donnell this week, talked about what it means, the pardons, the 1,500 pardons to Capitol Police officers. Great interview. By the way, Nora O'Donnell, it's her last night tonight on the CBS Evening News. Tomorrow night was supposed to be her last night, but then as it turns out, the Farmers, Franklin Farmers, State Farm, PGA, I'm not sure. It's a golf event. And Jim Nance says, no, I got to have the airwaves at 5 o'clock to say, And now to the 16th green. Very dramatic. Anyway, there's golf on CBS. So CBS said, look, Nora, you get cut a day short. So her final night in the anchor chair is tonight. And then on Monday, CBS Evening News launches back in New York because Nora and her husband live in D.C., so they moved the whole show to D.C. Now it's back in New York at the headquarters there, and it's John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois going to be the anchors starting on Monday night. So, but anyway, Nora sat down earlier this week with the U.S. Capitol Police Chief. We're going to play a cut from that as well, and that pastor, that Episcopalian priest, who told the truth right to President Trump's face in a pew, talking about the incident. Not the incident, but her courage. So we're going to play that for you as well. I wanted to start out, though, today. We touched on this briefly. We had a caller call in yesterday during What's Worse. And he answered the question. Then he asked me a question. I said, look, I'll answer it. Because really, I'm trying not to get too distracted by all the kerfluffles out there. It's like the shiny object that the cat, sees. Like, oh, geez, over here. And there's going to be a lot of that in the next 4 years. There's going to be a lot of words said, a lot of things said for dramatic effect. And I think it's easy to get distracted by that. And L.A. Tom put it so well yesterday on the show when Trigvy was here, saying, look, pay attention to Social Security, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, things like that, and then also follow the money. But kind of the kerfluffle out in Washington, D.C. got brought home late yesterday afternoon to the state of Wisconsin, and I want to spend a few minutes on this, maybe more than a few minutes, because I think it's important to talk about at several different levels. I'm not going to bury the headline. I'm going to give you, and it's very selfish, well, at least somewhat selfish, why I am proud to work at Civic Media. And quite frankly, why I believe that our station, our network matters. We're owned by a singular person, Sage Weil, founder and owner of Civic Media. It's not a corporation. I guess legally it's whatever, but it's not a corporate thing that's owned some far off place. There's not a great big, huge board of directors. It's Sage and his vision. I don't have a written contract with Civic Media. I have a handshake deal. My entire contract with Sage is this: tell the truth and do it with integrity. Period. That's it. That's good enough for me. It doesn't take long to get through that kind of a contract. Just tell the truth and do it with integrity. And that applies for everyone in this company. And that's, you can trust that you might not always agree with the opinion side of things, but when we bring you things last night, like the State of the State address, we brought you the full State of the State address and we brought you the full Republican response. And then listeners can decide based on the entirety of what you heard, what to believe and what not to. And we have opinion people like myself and others who will give you our opinions and takes. But the kerfluffle happened last night or yesterday afternoon. Great reporters Daniel Bice and Mary Spacuzza at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline: CBS 58 weather reporter Sam Cuffell. I forgot that was her name when I said kerfluffle. Cuffell's in a kerfluffle. Sam Cuffell is out after criticizing Elon Musk gesture. Says a Milwaukee TV weather forecaster has been dropped by her station one day after she criticized Elon Musk on social media for his straight arm gesture that many have likened to a Nazi salute. Staffers at WDJT-TV, better known as CBS 58 in Milwaukee, were alerted by email yesterday that meteorologist Sam Cuffell had left the station. Her biography and picture had been removed from Channel 58 website yesterday afternoon. Quote, in a staff memo, meteorologist Sam Cuffell is no longer employed at CBS 58. That's from a staff memo by news director Jesse Garcia, that was obtained by the Journal Sentinel. It says a search for a replacement is underway, unquote. CBS 58, owned by Weigel Broadcasting, W-E-I-G-E-L, Weigel. I'm going to say Weigel. Confirmed via email late Wednesday that Cuffell was no longer with CBS 58, but the spokeswoman said she could not comment further because this was a personal issue or a personnel issue. On Tuesday, conservative radio host in Milwaukee, Dan O'Donnell, sharply criticized Cuffell for her two Instagram posts, accusing her of, quote, spreading the lie that Elon Musk was giving a Nazi salute, unquote, during the presidential inauguration. He labeled her posts as vulgar. Cuffell, 31, could not be reached for email, text, or phone on Wednesday. So, and I know that Jane and Greg and our friend Pat Kreitlow discussed this last hour. I know Kreitlow and Luke Mathers touched on this as well. And I get it for maybe a lot of our listeners across Wisconsin. This is kind of insider baseball stuff within media. But I want to take a minute and hopefully lay out why this matters to all of you, all of us, on a couple of different levels. First of all, if you have a major media market like Milwaukee and a major station like a CBS affiliate 58 who simply fires someone for exercising their constitutional right, that's a disturbing thing. Number two, and again, I didn't go into this deeply yesterday, is the whole Elon Musk wasn't a Nazi salute. A couple of things I've found out, and when I read this yesterday, I was just infuriated. I think in checking with a couple of people, Jesse Garcia used to be at Channel 3 here in Madison. So I'm not going to name my sources, but from my sources, what I've been talking to people, it appears that CBS 58 has written contracts. Unlike mine with Sage, which is tell the truth and do it with integrity, they have a written contract, which is not unusual in media. And while I can't confirm this, it's reported through my sources that part of the contract, in layman's terms, says if you sign this contract, you're an employee of CBS 58, you're not allowed to do political type of posts. Now, you can, and that includes your private independent media, social posts. And you can say, well, that's not fair. Maybe true. But if you sign it, either you or your attorney are responsible for knowing what's in there. And you can say, well, Elon Musk isn't a political figure. Technically, he's not an elected official. True. So I don't know all the legal beagle stuff in there, but I think it's important to, in the larger context of this discussion, was there a violation of a contract? What I have a problem with, if that's the case, then why Weigel Media and CBS 58, why don't they say that? Why don't they say, Ms. Cuffell was terminated for a legal violation of her contract? We're not going to go into it further. Well, then you can kind of read between the lines. My guess is they have, you know, attorneys always muck everything up. Well, you can't say that. I've learned long ago from people smarter than me that the best solution to a problem is to hang a lantern on it. Be transparent. Because if you don't, then people talk like we're doing now. So I think that's an important part of this. Then there's the whole Elon part. And then there's the part about, can we really trust media in 2025? Your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show. 855-752-4842 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past hour of 12 noon on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Glad to have you along. Gonna get to your phone calls. Please be patient. As Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. But I want to set this up and I want to get everything on the table, and then we'll have a discussion about it. All right? So just bear with me a minute. Talking about this piece in yesterday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel online, jsonline.com, by Daniel Bice and Mary Spacuzza. That CBS 58 television station in Milwaukee yesterday fired Sam Cuffell, the very popular meteorologist, because she posted on her private Instagram page criticism, and we'll tell you what she said. We'll clean it up for radio, about Elon Musk. And there's been a discussion about this. I said, look, I don't have a written contract with Civic Media. Sage Wild, the owner and CEO of this company, and I have a handshake. Tell the truth and do it with integrity, period. All right? But there are sources are saying that this individual, and it's not unique to her, that employees at CBS 58 have a contract, a written legal contract, in which you're not allowed to do these sorts of things, even on your personal social media platforms. What do you think? So here's what happened at the inauguration. Elon Musk was talking at the dais during the quote-unquote parade, which was really just like a pep rally. And I want to play you, you're not going to be able to see it, obviously, on radio, but I want to play you what he said so that we're all clear with what he said. Here is the incident in dispute, Sommers. Let's go.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you. My heart goes out to you.
So
it is thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured.
So what he says, the first part, thank you. And then he does, you kind of heard the slap. He goes, all right. And he puts his right hand over his heart. I'm not going to do it, but he extends his right hand up into the air exactly like a Nazi salute.
Very aggressively, too. Right. Like, you hear not only the slap, but then he goes like, as right. He shoots puts his arm out.
Right. And then he comes back after that. That's why I wanted to play the full cut. And it seemingly to kind of cover his tracks, my heart goes out to you. So that's the explanation, if you will. That no, it wasn't a Nazi salute. It was my heart goes out to you, which he said after he did the seemingly Nazi salute. Now, look, as I said yesterday, I might be willing to give the guy a little bit of the benefit of the doubt if he had not already, in the upcoming German elections, endorsed tantamount to the Nazi party. It's the remnants, the new quote-unquote Nazi party, the extreme right nationalist party in Germany that has some of the same Nazi agenda. And also, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And also, I learned long ago that when doing social media or anything, if you have to stop and think about it for a minute, should you really post it or say it? That's not to say that I haven't violated that myself. So that's the incident in question. So Sam Cuffell, on her Instagram post, posted a picture of Musk, and she said, "I got to clean this up for radio." Quote, Nazi saluted twice during the inauguration. You F with this and this man, I don't F with you. Full stop. And then puts a GIF up there. It's a GIF, right? Or a GIF? I don't know, GIF. It's a picture. It's a picture. screw that old B word. He's a Nazi. So, again, the language in the personal post by Ms. Cuffell, not exactly, you know, kosher, but it was what she felt. And I think there's a lot of people feeling anger and anxiety right now. I don't fault Cuffell for speaking out against what's clearly, in my view, at least a tribute to a Nazi salute. But A, I don't know. I mean, somebody should say whether she had a contract that prohibited her from doing this legally or not. And B, it's disturbing to me that in this day and age, less than full days into the Trump administration, that you have a right-wing conservative host, Daniel Donnell. He's on ISN, right? Down there, the conservative talk station in Milwaukee. He's making this huge deal, and immediately CBS 58 folds the tent. I have to wonder if O'Donnell hadn't made such a big deal about this on his radio show and nobody said anything, would CBS still have fired her even if she was in violation technically of a written contract? And also, it was Jay Weber, right? The other goofball conservative radio host down there that yep. made fun over during the Democratic convention in Chicago when Tim Walz, his son has autism and he was seen crying because he was so overcome with emotion and happiness for his dad that Jay Weber went after him and said some horrible, terrible things about this kid. And he was suspended for like 2 weeks and then he was back on the air. What's disturbing in this day and age is that a television station, we don't know if there's a contract or not. It's even more disturbing, quite frankly, if there's not a contract, if there's not a written contract. Then it's really egregious. And is the Donald Trump machine of fear influencing already the way that even Wisconsin state media reports the news? Here's another one. Allen Media, who owns many of the ABC television affiliates here in Madison, La Crosse, Wausau, Eau Claire, has reportedly laid off now all of their local meteorologists. And they're going to get their meteorology from Atlanta from the Weather Channel. So how does that work when there's a tornado outside of Eau Claire? And they're going to go to, you know, down to Atlanta. Stay on the line. It's going to take your phone calls after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
2024 was good to the cheese industry as a whole, especially in the export market. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Katie Burgess, the Director of Risk Management with EverAg, is here to explain how new tariffs could affect this cheese market in regards with exports to Mexico.
If it is a big blanket tariff and Mexico does a big blanket tariff back on the U.S., in 2024, cheese exports hit a new record high, and a lot of that was thanks to increased sales to Mexico. From a market share perspective, Mexico accounted for nearly 40% of cheese exports. And so it was a big deal. 2024 is going to go down as a new all-time high cheese export year. So good to see that was part of what got higher prices for dairy producers in the second half of last year. And so if we lose a chunk of those exports, that could definitely be a problem for the market, especially with the new cheese we're going to make this year.
Burgess says that with the Class 3 markets on a bit of a roller coaster recently, the markets are going to be in a bit of a limbo for the foreseeable future. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now it's time to take a look at what the markets are doing midday on a Thursday. The roller coaster seems to continue as cash corn is up 7 3/4 at 4.92, and December corn is up 3.5 at 4.63. March soybeans are up 10.5 at 10.66.5, and November soybeans sit at 10.54 3/4, up 8. March wheat is up 1.5 at 5.55.5, and July wheat is up 1 at 5.79 1/4. Class 3 is seeing gains again today as February contracts are up 26 cents at 19.23 hundredweight, and Class 3 milk contracts for March are up 13 cents at 19.14 1/weight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's just driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 past the hour of 12 noon on the Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. We'll have some fun, more fun in hour number two. What's worse has to do with peanut butter, Mr. Zomers. Peanut butter.
As a peanut butter lover,
yeah.
I look forward to hearing people's opinions.
Very good. But right now, more serious news. Again, I didn't want to get into this whole Elon Musk Nazi salute thing because it's just, it's again, I think it's a distraction over some bigger things. But it's come home now to Wisconsin because in this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday by Dan Bice and Mary Spacuza, the local CBS affiliate, CBS 58, fired popular weather forecaster and meteorologist Sam Cuffell yesterday after she posted on her personal Instagram page criticism, although she dropped a couple of F-bombs in it, criticism of Elon Musk, who many people like myself would call it a Nazi salute. And by the way, it's important to remember of all this criticism of what Musk did that he has reportedly declined to say it wasn't an intentional Nazi salute. So if it wasn't, wouldn't you just say, look, this is disgusting. I repudiate Nazism. It's terrible. If someone took it that way, I'm embarrassed. But absolutely, that's not what it is.
But he can't say that because he supported the modern equivalent of the Nazi Party in Germany. And if he speaks out against them, it will not look good for his base.
Correct. As Ed McMahon once said, you are correct, sir. So there's that. I'm going to get to the phone calls here in just a minute. I want to put, and so what I said before the break, and I think this is important, that I here at Civic Media, Zomers, you don't have a written contract, right?
I do not.
So we serve at the pleasure. We can be fired anytime for any reason. You wake up one day and there's music playing at noon. Or the, I don't know what's going to happen. I have a handshake deal with our owner CEO. Tell the truth and do it with integrity. But it's not unusual in bigger companies in media to have a written contract. And they have the prerogative to put anything in there they want. My sources are telling me that's the case at CBS 58. I have not been able to confirm that. I want to be clear. But I want the quick story is, I could say it was an anecdote. One time, my former coworker TJ at the Capitol, I used to say, I'd say, so here's a funny anecdote.
Oh, yeah.
He let me say it for like a couple of days. And finally, just quietly with his head down at his desk, he said in a low growl, it is not antidote. It is antidote.
Or anecdote.
Anecdote. That's why I say here's a story. So an anecdote or a story. So when back in a prior life, when I used to run a sports pub, the Tilted Kilt here in Madison, that's a whole other bottle of wine. We had a policy, front of house, back of house, no call, no show, one strike and you're out. Which means if you don't call in and tell us you're going to be late or you can't make it and you don't show up for your shift, and unless there is a tragedy such as a car accident or a immediate family member suddenly dying, you're gone. So I had hired a family friend, a young guy, really great guy named Mike, was a great bartender. And one Saturday, he was a no-call, no-show. And he was honest and said, I just spaced. And I said, Mike, look, people know that, you know, we hired you for your qualifications, but people know that our families have a connection. If I treat you differently, I lose the trust of the restaurant. He goes, no, I get it. And I had to let him go. 3 months later, we had a bar opening. My bar manager, Lily, came to me and said, I want to bring Mike back. I said, well, we follow the policies. If you want him back, you pull all the other bartenders and make it clear this is your idea. She did. Everybody was in support of it, and we brought him back. But we followed the rules. And again, my sources are telling me that's what happened at CBS 58 Milwaukee, that there was a rule that you couldn't do this. Now, again, what Musk did is atrocious, and it should be called out. But the question is, what does it say about local media in Wisconsin if they're that sensitive? If it's a contract issue, a legal issue, that's one thing. But if they're that sensitive to criticism of appearing to be a Nazi salute, then what are they telling their news department that they can and can't report if it's critical of the Trump agenda in Wisconsin? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom's been very patient. L.A., thanks for calling in. What say you? L.A. Tom, are you there?
Oh, I am so sorry.
No, I'm sorry for keeping you on hold for so long, but I wanted to set the table and get everything out there, but go ahead.
Honestly, on this one, I don't know, because you know what, you're working for corporate America, and I have a problem that a billionaire can actually, kind of control what's going on in your workplace. So I do have a problem with that. At the same time, I always say rejection is the creator's protection. So maybe she'll find something better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can I talk about my other topic real quick, Todd?
Hey, I just saw that on the notes that Zahra put up there. Do you mind just hanging around? I'm going to get to that, but I want to finish this topic first.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, we'll bring it back, Tom. 855-752-4842 if you want to dial in and weigh in on this firing by CBS 58 of their meteorologist who was critical of Elon Musk. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, when you can't criticize Nazism, I don't know what the heck's going on. Regardless of whether she had a contract or not, I mean, it is just that because looking at Elon Musk in context, I mean, because yes, he has supported this neo-Nazi, neo-fascist group in Germany. I mean, I saw another video clip of him whipping that, and then whipping around and turning behind him, and doing the same kind of gesture, hand over the heart, then snapping a salute behind him, and spinning around again. I remember hearing about Nazism back when I was in fifth grade. A teacher would probably get fired about that today because she talked about the death camps. I mean, that the context of Nazism in this country, when you cannot call out Nazism and even a Nazi adjacentism, I mean, even in strong language, that's a complete, freedom of speech is supposed to mean something, and that, yes, maybe there's something in the contract, and maybe a suspension would have been in order, but to fire her over something like that we fought a war against Nazism as America and the rest of the free world did, and to let go the deaths that Nazism and fascism has caused, to just ignore that fact, because, you know, Elon Musk, it's my understanding his grandparents were Nazis in Canada. And that his father left and went to South Africa because he didn't quite like, you know, that it was too liberal for him in Canada, and went to the loving arms of apartheid in South Africa. Yeah. And that's what he was suckled on.
Yeah. Mark, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Rick listening on WAUK Milwaukee. Rick is in Waukesha. Rick, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, a kind of educational thing. Did you ever hear the term rhubarb was used in show business and stage?
I don't think so. Go ahead.
History? Well, what it is when they plant something, a rhubarb has a stem and it's a plant, and what it does is it creates a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like tag team, you know, in wrestling, you know, where two people interrupt other buddy,
sure,
other people, and then
so,
you know,
what's the point? I get that part of it. What's the? I just got to get up to other callers. What's the point?
Is.
Thank you.
I think that's what this is. This is a con game, and it's making people spend all kinds of time on something intentionally.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jim listening on WAUK in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Jim, what say you?
I say what Elon Musk did definitely was a Nazi salute. And anybody, twice, he did it twice. And anybody who says otherwise is just burying their head in the sand and being unrealistic. And Todd, you yourself are being nice in a parent Nazi salute. It was a Nazi salute. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yes, we do need to look or know more details about the contract of the meteorologist with 58. You know, could a suspension been in, you know, proper? who knows? But the overall big picture item is this does not fare well for the media in Wisconsin, Milwaukee media or the state of Wisconsin, for over the next 4 years, where they have to bend the knee and kiss the ring of the Donald Trump mega world. You know, one loud mouthpiece, you know, in WISN or whatever the channel was, you know, makes squawks about it, and this woman loses her job. Very unfortunate. It does not bode well. Everybody listening for the next 4 years. So buckle up and be aware of people that will kiss the ring.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you so much for listening. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom listening on WMDX here in beautiful McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
I guess I'm going to be kind of contrarian today.
All right, give it to us.
As far as being a Nazi salute, it definitely, you know, was a Nazi salute. But I guess more to the point, you know, you asked earlier, what about their newsroom? I think that there's a huge difference within this situation because she was terminated because she used her personal page as opposed to part of her job. Now, if the newsroom was reporting that this is a Nazi salute as part of the news doing their job and they got terminated because of that, that would be very, very different. That would certainly be a uncalled for. But because she was doing this on her personal and not as part of her job, and, you know, without knowing what her contract specifics are, and if she was violating that contract, I don't think that I don't think she has a leg to stand on with on that.
You don't think? Are you kind of cut out? You don't think what?
Yep. I don't think she has a leg to stand on. If she did this violating her contract and not part of her job,
right,
then yeah, it's unfortunate, and I'm not sure why a contract would have thou shalt not question Nazis.
I don't think it's that. It's not specific to that. I mean, I don't think, like I say, but it's not unusual in the media world to say that in, you know, agreeing to employment with company X, Y, and Z, that you agree not to post anything that would be contrary to the company's rules. And then you have, we have a handbook here at Civic Media. Even though, you know, I have a Todd Allball show, Twitter, and I have my own, you know, at Todd Allball. I wouldn't post something on my personal Twitter or Instagram page that would directly reflect poorly on Civic Media, or I know that I can be terminated. Now, you know, I also know that my owner at Civic Media, Sage Weil, is not going to terminate me for calling out Nazism. So, I mean, you know, there's that. You raised some really good points, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul. Wisco, about a minute and a half left. It's all yours. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Yeah, it was definitely a Nazi salute. I guess if she violated her contract, she probably doesn't have a leg to stand on. But it was a Nazi salute. Mainstream media has pretty much dropped the ball on Trump anywhere, at any rate. And
are you there, Wisco? Wisco is,
I think it cut out.
Wisco has gone into a tunnel.
Right, something like that.
Wisco, if you get a chance, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. Off the text line, you can text us at the Civic Media app. Let's see here. We have Carolyn listening on AUK in beautiful Heartland. Carolyn says, another thing about CBS 58, one of their main male anchors got arrested for an OWI and was suspended on air, is now back on air. Different rules for male and female? Grr. I like the grr at the end. I think that's a legit comment. And again, I want to make clear, I cannot prove beyond, you know, I don't have a contract in front of me. Simply what my sources are telling me is that CBS 58 has contracts with all of their anchors. And that this was a violation of contract, not specifically over calling out a Nazi salute, but rather doing something that was deemed in the eyes of the company as a political or taking a stance. Doesn't make it any more right. I'm just saying that's one of the things that we don't know. Say what you want about Dom Rumsfeld. One of the great quotes, there are things that we know, there are things that we don't know, and there are things that we don't know. Back with more after this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio. It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it, it's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. And hour number 2, fun little what's worse today on peanut butter. I like saying that. Well, I don't know why. I've never said it that way before. But peanut butter is or what's worse. Right now, talking about a more serious issue, I want to wrap this up. Story Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday on CBS 58 in Milwaukee, firing meteorologist Sam Cuffell because she criticized Elon Musk's Nazi salute on Election Day with some harsh language. And what we don't know, and I wish CBS 58 would just say, was this a contract violation? Did she have a contract? But it's also disturbing as someone in the media to think that a major company, an affiliate of CBS, would fire someone who seemed to be very good at her job and popular because a right-wing talk show host in Milwaukee attacked her and called her out. And is this the influence of Trumpism in the media in 2025? Want to get to a couple of the texts? You can text us on the text line. Let's see here. Andrew in Maine on WAUK says, until the CBS station comes out and says unequivocally that Ms. Cuffell violated station rules that prohibit staff from speaking their mind, then I'm left to assume they fired her because Musk told them to. I agree. I don't think that Musk told them to, but I think that the influence. I basically agree with what you said there, Andrew. Jim in Appleton, WISS in Oshkosh, says the thing that makes this so egregious to me isn't this coming from the free speech crowd. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Free speech until we're the ones being criticized. And now there was a story out this morning. Let me see if I can find this quickly for you. Just days after Donald Trump returned to the White House, Instagram is censoring abortion content. And it's a picture here on this. This is a go to the Aid Access USA's account. Aid Access USA's account looks like the right, looks. This is what it looks like right now. Posts about how to get abortion medication have been blurred out. And there's a screenshot of their Insta account. And things wish you, let's see here. It says all 50 states, all pregnant people up to 13 weeks, no discrimination we provide. That's good. Have a holly jolly Christmas. That's good. But then there are squares blurred out where it actually helps to direct women in how to get medication on Instagram. So this, you know, this, as Joe Biden says, we're not joking around. I mean, this is real. And this is disturbing. That and where we get our information and media from matters. It matters. And again, you're not always going to agree with me. I get that. And you shouldn't. You're not always going to agree with other hosts on this network. But just know that the overarching edict that we get from our owner is to tell the truth and do it with integrity. Tyler, listening on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, says, are you familiar with the uncontrollable salute by Dr. Strangelove in the Stanley Kubrick movie played by Peter Sellers? He could not help it. Well, I guess.
You know, yeah, great movie and great scene. However,
it's a movie.
I did not, in the movie, yeah. There's a German doctor who is on the side of the Allies, and in it, his arm, like he when he gets excited, his arm just springs up into a Nazi salute and he fights to pull it back down. I did not see Elon fighting to pull his arm back down.
And it's the same thing. You know, The Producers is a great musical, and it makes fun of Nazism. I think it's two different things there. Patrick in the 608 on WMDX, the right wing is constantly treated with a double standard. Very few media owners fire their employees, even when they are obviously fanning the flames of political violence. Thank you for that. Appreciate that text. Jim in Appleton. Oh, I'm sorry. We already read that one here. I think we're caught up on the text line there. Let's go quickly to Ann in Chippewa Falls, listening on WCFW, the tap. Ann, about a minute left. What's the...
Freedom of speech only seems to go one way lately. And if anybody talks against Trump or the rich people that are running the country, they're going to take things in their own hands. And we should all be concerned about this. Thank God for civic media. Mm. But seriously, this is going to be a big issue. I just wanted
appreciate the call.
Chime in on everything.
Yep, really appreciate it, Ann. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's try to get Wisco in very quickly. Wisco Paul, you're on the air. Wisco, thanks for calling in. What do you have?
We'll try it again here. That was a Nazi salute. Very concerning. Elon Musk is going to weigh in on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I also listen to civic media because you guys try to tell the truth. Well, you do tell the truth. You're fair and balanced. And
appreciate
for
that.
For real. So.
Yeah. And look, if on the occasion that we get something wrong, and I have before, I come back on the air and correct it and say, here's what I found out. I think that's the test, right? I don't think that I'm always right. I strive to be. I try to always bring you the facts. But on the rare occasion we mess up, we tell you. I'm not ashamed to do that. I'm human, as it turns out, as we all are. Let's go quickly to Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, if we can there, Mr. Zommers. Jeff, of course, who's been in media like myself, says, quote, this comment is in no way meant to defend CBS 58 or, God help me, Elon Musk. However, many high-profile figures have been fired from media or entertainment positions because the actions or things they have said violated the values of their employer. Think Roseanne and the Conners, the TV show, for a high-profile example. In my opinion, the firing of the weather person falls into this category. It says a lot about CBS 58 as an organization. It also says a lot about how some media outlets are downright frightened of what the Trump administration may try to do to them if they are seen as a critic of their policies. Appreciate the contribution there, Mr. Perry. All right, stay tuned. We're going to come back. L.A. Tom, we hope he's still there. He's going to come back. We're going to get his comments and talk a little bit about Governor Evers' address last night. And peanut butter, what's worse? Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is straight ahead. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The first hearing over President Trump's directive to end birthright citizenship, ending with the judge in Seattle ruling to block it, saying it's unconstitutional.
It's separate from a larger group of states also suing in Massachusetts. The Trump administration is defending the executive order, saying a temporary restraining order against it is not needed since it doesn't take effect until later next month, and babies impacted have not yet been born. And the administration is arguing that certain wording in the Constitution gives a president some wiggle room in the 14th Amendment. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Trump virtually addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, telling top global leaders that the U.S. is open for business, but also warned that the U.S. will impose steep tariffs on countries who choose not to do business in the U.S. The president also signaled he would like to hold a meeting with Russia's President Putin soon to start talks to end the war in Ukraine and bitter cold keeping its grip in the South. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with